Sir, I am in danger.
Thank you.
Suppose an ache and a glory, something important long remembered, sensible shoe on the trail of it. Such upheaval determines domestic life as we know it. Everything is in danger. The carnation stiff in the vase, the cat stretched out flat on the rug like a map of a foreign country. Nothing was recovered exactly. The buses are angry, the trains are angry, and I am only one woman confronting the unfamiliar lightness of my own hands. In the newborn dark, I am reading Braille for the first time. I have been searching for a plum tree that has bloomed on the side of a mountain in China for 10,000 years. The possibilities are that old. I want my love of the world sweet as the shadow of that mountain. The city lays claim. Objects and persons clustered together demand protection. Consideration of the infrastructure comes later. This is just beginning.
Thank you.
to implications gets me down. Waiting night after night, trapped in this grid for that singular occurrence. My feet are sore after so much walking around in a circle. You don't have to be lost to take note of latitudes. The presence of Shetland ponies is no indication of place or anything else. There are bright dishes in space, saucers flying around. Not on a lost island, not in a sheltered cove. I can feel the most recent shift of land, bullet from gun. Practically speaking, everyone deviates. I concentrate on the visible migration of birds. This has been of assistance. Compass, sextant, sonar, radar. The words seduced me with the wrong tools. Predominant activity of the bad hand persists in spite of training.
Memorandum. Sir, each year about 23,000 four-year-old bachelor seals are culled, clubbed, and skinned. The killing grounds are green. Blood nourishes grass. Please advise.
Sensible shoe takes a walk. Something to do with architecture, she thinks, or freedom. Something grand like that, or like a little dog dreaming itself a cloud. The way fish dream of bread, warm loaves on the water. There was another life, and you know it. Casting stones. The way hope sinks. The way it is. Only this fat spring, violent as a slug, and the rippled air of the moon. Thank you. Principal Shu thinks about nuclear disaster. I have been thinking about an ice cream cone. I can't think in larger terms. I'd like to get over things, stop loving the past like some damn European. I'd bounce back like an American, build a new city. Turning the corner on Monday night, there were suddenly elephants, a chain, a link of trunk and tail. Facing them, everyone stopped. People got out of cabs. Lumbered stillness and age across 34th Street. Imagine elephants doing that. A person obsessed with molding, repeating itself on walls.
And how cool.
You are frightened about the future. So many city girls in summer dresses, and you one of them, waiting at the corner for the last chance. Complicity is something to count on.
A woman
in what you
were
looking for anyway. But given the sentiment attached to things, it seems like it's time for something else. The way fascination was. Imperceptible, a slight wind on the sea, one small balloon in red, and a whole part of the experience that's not everyone is having a nice day. Behind my eyes, the first articulate scratch on the surface of this sweet globe. I wanted to draw you the map of the world before it was made. I would spare you this terrible early dark. A desire to tell the truth overwhelms any simple undertaking of geography. Neither the beating to death of monkeys on the high plains of Africa, nor the blinding of rabbits in white rooms is evidence enough. The earth is a clenched fist at the end of an outstretched arm. The innocuous orange spins off. Forget this air, this gas, this molten core. This is my job, to lay it out without distortion.
Sir, I am in danger.
She likes her job in the lab, and on bad days when clothes pile up on chairs, she thinks of the white coat starched on a hanger. A black cat piled up at the lab and chairs, On bad days, she hides her bad, and on bad days, she piles clothes up on chairs.
She likes her job.
And
when
the black cat crosses,
she thinks of her clothes piled up on
black cat against the white.
She likes
bad days piled up.
She likes her
job in the lab
and puts on
her
light coat,
thinking
she likes her job.
She thinks
clothes
piled
up on black
cat
huddled
in
the bad days. She likes her job in the lab.
She likes
and thinks of the white
bad
cat walks
the
job
piled
up.
She
stays bad days pile up like
cats.
Herself
onto a chair.
The
she
cat
likes
walks
a black
she likes
her
a
job
piles up
like
clothes
days.
On
she piles
she likes
her
things
job in
throwing white
and waits
for
the
she
cat.
Thinks of her clothes piled up on
chairs.
She
likes
her
job in
the black
cat.
She likes
bad
days
cat.
Which pile up like
the
white
black cat piles himself.
She thinks
of the
black
cat
thinking
how
she likes her job in the lab and thinks of a black cat huddled in a pile of
bad days. She likes her
job
in
the cat. She likes the lab
and
bad days when
the
job piles up. Bad days pile up like clothes
on
the floor
with
a
black
cat.
The cat
in
the
lab,
white
coat.
She likes
the
black
cat
and
the
job
piles
up
like
clothes
on
the chair.
The cat likes
her
things
of
throwing.
She thinks
of
her clothes
piled
up
on
the
chair.
She likes
her job
in the
black
cat.
She
piles
and
on bad
black
cat.
She piles
like
a
white
coat
of cat
to remember
the black
she
likes
her
job
in
the
black
cat.
She
likes
her
job
in
the lab.
She
likes
her
job
when
the
job
piles
up.
She
likes
the
cat.
And
on
bad
cat
will
start
and
she stays late.
On bad days,
she likes
her job
in the lab.
On bad days,
she
thinks
of the
lab,
white
coat,
and
when
the
job piles
up,
bad
days
pile up
like
clothes
on black
cat.
She likes
her
job
in the
cat,
the
bad
things
start.
She
likes
black
against
bad
days
pile up
like
clothes
on
pile
up
like
white
coat.
She likes
her
she
thinks
of the
white
coat.
She
thinks
of
the
white
coat.
She
likes
the
black cat
hanging
with
the
black cat piles
like
she
likes
she likes
when
the job
piles
up.
She likes
the
bad
days
when
the
cat
walks
back
and
she thinks
of the
cat
piles
up.
She likes
her job
in the
lab
and
white
coats
piled
up
on
bad
days.
She likes
her
job
in
the
cat
and
thinks
she likes
her job
in the
lab
and
she thinks
job
piles
up
the black
cat
bad days
piled
up.
She thinks
of
throwing the
white
coats
on.
She
thinks
of
the
white
days
piled
up
like
clothes
and
members
of black
on
bad
days.
She
likes
pile up
like
white.
She
likes
she
thinks
of
the
white
coat
on bad
days
and clothing
how
happy
she
is.
She
likes
the cat
in the
lab.
Starched on
the cat walks the floor, coming on like bad days.
A bad cat stalks the lab. The cat has a black and white coat. The black and white pines are on the clay. She thinks of her
she likes
her job
in
the
lab.
Bad days.
The cat helps her
job
in
the
lab.
She thinks of
her
job
in
the
The black cat crosses the room to sit on the head starts and hurt.
And
as she thinks of the
white
coat
she thinks of
the black
cat and
the black
cat
in the white
coat.
She likes
her job in the lab.
She thinks of
throwing
the
starch on
how happy she is in the lab.
She likes her job in the lab. bad days, clung to us piled up chairs. She thinks of the white coat starched on a hanger. She likes her job in the lab, and on bad days when clothes pile up on chairs, she thinks of the white coat starched on a hanger. She likes her job in the lab, and on bad days when clothes pile up on chairs, she thinks of the white coat starched on its hanger. A black cat stalks the lab. On bad days, she likes her job in the lab and thinks of the clothes piled up on chairs. The black cat crosses the room to sit under the starched coat. Bad days pile up like clothes in the corner. She likes her job in the lab. She thinks of the white coat, starched, hanging in the corner. She likes the cat in the lab. The cat walks the floor, coming on like bad days. The cat piles itself onto a chair. She likes her job in the lab, and on bad days she piles clothes up on chairs and waits for the cat to leap into the pile, the black cat against the white coat. She likes her job in the lab and puts on the white coat, thinking of the black cat and the clothes piled up on chairs. On bad days, she likes her job in the lab and thinks of the white coat and the black cat. Bad days pile up like clothes on the chairs. The cat walks back and forth, black against white. She likes her job in the lab. She thinks of her clothes piled up on chairs. She likes the black cat. The black cat piles himself into clothes. She likes her job in the lab and thinks of a black cat huddled in a pile of white coats. She likes the lab, and on bad days when the job piles up, she stays late, walking the floor with the black cat. She likes the black cat, and when the job piles up like clothes on the chair, she thinks of throwing the white coats on the pile. She likes her job in the lab, and on bad days which pile up like white coats in the lab, she thinks of the black cat and how happy she is in the lab. She likes the lab, and when the job piles up, she thinks of the cat. When the cat walks back and forth, she thinks of the white coat. She likes her job. In the lab, the white coats pile up on bad days. The cat paces. She likes her job in the lab, and she thinks about bad days. Bad days pile up like jobs in the lab. She thinks of the white coats in a pile and remembers the black cat in the white coat. Parts of the house are hiding, but so what? Aren't you glad of adventure? All the geological or archaeological or otherwise investigations of what others would have thrown away? For years now, I have been taking myself to the cleaners. The cat's got my tongue, desire trapped in the round green eye of willfulness. Every return to unfamiliar ground has its price. Loves what remains after the sands have shifted, how it feels to come across shards of glass or painted bits of clay or bead. Information can be bartered for evidence. A bird in air catches a light, breath harboring sound. This is a conspiracy of magnificent proportions. I need a new moon in my window. I need a better heart. The cat's at bay. She faces the glass singular as a pear on a blue plate. A walk outside won't clear up anything. Cold takes its course. I'm all burned up. Discipline's the latest trend. I don't get it. I was just looking for the door.
Memorandum. The fact of a wildlife preserve makes only a marginal difference in the daily lives of most animals. Thank you.
Nothing important is not in the records, but everywhere are sinister clues regarding recent and remarkable events in our town. For some obscurity, the table turned, and you were marching in with a parade on the 4th of July. Evidence, impoverished and usually misleading, yielded to an ease of dinners on summer lawns. Your life, clenched like a round spoon in the hand, became distinct and important, worthy of protection. There was a moment of entrance, the band leading the way. Here was amazing reconciliation with an old promise you had worked to forget. The warm rain, the quiet air in the morning. The rare geography of the moment caught you up. You caught your breath. The black trunk of the ancient tree splits into two branches at eye level. Thus, Lopo Gonsalves crossed the equator. No boiling waters, no harm. Bowl of water, one white peony floating. And Ptolemy choosing a fortunate island. something about silver. Before setting the table for dinner, any event about to happen. A silver bridge bending in a glass of water. The flower plucked from the garden. Saying nothing, spending a long time at it. The projective imagination interacting with topographical facts. This geometry of expectation. A sudden and natural generosity in the landscape. Beached. A single pear-shaped egg on the rock. A symmetry of event. Every map representing a particular problem. Taking the whole situation into account, you were thirsty. The talk of others, a waterfall, the cool glass in your hand, the light bending to a point of concentration, sudden and late-breaking events, and freely could drink. Everything not said emanating urgent possibility. Slips off, also addiction, and come to think of it, a few bad turns here and there along the way. At ease and lately, cradled in this life, a good boat rocking the waters, a sound wind, blood rushing madly to the four corners of the brain, wind roses, a red flag, a kind of ordinary enlightenment, a fact, the living act of perception, the first moments, mapping Tibet from space. How strange, so without precedent.